Hello, beloved. Wonderful to be with you to look at part 8 of our series on Ascension to Pentecost, where we specifically look at the qualifications of the Holy Spirit as described in Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1 and 2. Obviously, it was the qualifications that was going to be on the Messiah, all right, and then also on the apostles, and obviously, it's the qualifications of the Holy Spirit that is also upon believers, on you and me. Because at the end of the day, it is the qualifications of the Holy Spirit. God, the Holy Spirit, these qualifications are the qualifications that we see in those people whom He lives. And this is the amazing thing. So what we're doing is we're looking at the day of Pentecost, God willing, on Sunday we will be celebrating the day of Pentecost when the Holy Spirit was poured out. But it meant something. The Holy Spirit that was poured out on the day of Pentecost nearly 2,000 years ago, the Holy Spirit did things within believers. There were certain qualifications that you could see in the lives of believers that showed that the Holy Spirit indwelled them. The Holy Spirit was in them. We've looked at 5 so far. We looked at the Spirit of the Lord. We looked at wisdom and understanding and counsel and might. And today, we're going to look at the Spirit of the Lord and the Spirit of knowledge. Those are the last two that Isaiah tells us, the qualifications of the Spirit of God. The Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, the qualifications of the Spirit. Before we continue, though, let's just have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you so much that we can come to you. As we come to the end of this short series, as we looked at what Isaiah reveals to us in this prophecy in Isaiah 11 of the qualifications of the Spirit, I pray, Father, please make it alive in us so we can understand who the Spirit is. So we will not fall around by all the weird doctrines and things that we find in the church world today, but that we will stick to what your word so clearly teaches about who the Holy Spirit is. And I pray that you will enable me as your servant to teach your people. This I pray in the glorious, wonderful name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. I'd like to draw your attention to a verse in the Bible. That's Proverbs 1, verse 7. Amazing verse where it says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge." The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Obviously, this is speaking about knowledge about God, né? True knowledge. We know that God's Word is ultimate truth. Now, God's Word is the truth. So when we are searching for the truth, it starts with the fear of the Lord. It starts with us fearing God. Now, this fear of the Lord, this word fear, basically refers to having reverence for God. It actually has a little bit of a deeper meaning. It means to have reverential awe of who God is. Now, you might find that the unsaved, they might make statements, you know, true statements about life. They might even make true statements about the truth. But the unsaved doesn't really have this reverential awe for God until they are regenerated by God's Spirit. You see, because this to have reverence for God, to have an awe, to stand in awe of who God is and His revelation of Himself and how He revealed Himself and who He is and what He has done for us, to have real reverence for God, it is something that the Holy Spirit works in us. That's why it's called the Spirit of the fear of the Lord. because he's the one who works this reverence, this awe, this reverential awe in us. It's the Holy Spirit who does it. It doesn't just come from ourselves. It is the Holy Spirit who enables a sinner to walk in the fear of the Lord, to walk in reverence, to walk in absolute awe of who God is. It is not something that a person can do in their own strength. It's not possible. Not even at all. Not even a little bit. But it's also the fear of the Lord, now the Spirit of God, who works the fear of the Lord in us, that causes us to have a hatred for sin. You see, Proverbs chapter 8, verse 13 says, "The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, and arrogance, and the evil way, and to preserve, and the perverse mouth I hate, says the Lord." See, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil, to hate pride, to hate arrogance, to hate the evil way, to hate sin. So if somebody has the fear of the Lord, if they really have reverence or an awe of who God is, beloved, that person will have a hatred of sin, because they will hate the things that God hates, and they will love the things that God loves. That's the way it works. Because it's the Holy Spirit who works it in us. It is the Holy Spirit who works the fear of the Lord in us. But it's also the Holy Spirit who works it in us to hate sin, because God hates sin. But that's not all. It is the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit who works the fear of God in us, that also works wisdom in us. In Job chapter 28, verse 28, we read, "To man he said, Behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding." So if you have true understanding brought about by the Holy Spirit that revealed it in you, then you will have, how can I say, this ability to depart from evil. You don't want anything to do with evil. But if you have the fear of the Lord in you, oh, that means you've got wisdom. You see, besides the fact that we have that passage in Proverbs chapter 1 verse 7 that says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, when we go to Proverbs chapter 9 verse 10, we see that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, and the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. It is the beginning of both. It starts with the fear of the Lord. You cannot have knowledge of God, who God is, how God works, what God's salvation plan looks like, and things about God, if you do not have fear for Him, if you don't have reverence for Him, if you don't stand in awe of who God is. Okay? You cannot hate sin if you don't have the fear of the Lord. You cannot have wisdom if you don't have the word of the Lord. Because wisdom, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So how where do you start when you want wisdom? You start with fearing the God, having reverence for God, having awe for who God is. And that happens because the Holy Spirit places a fear of God in us. We fear God, who can cast body and soul and spirit into hell. We don't fear them that can only hurt the body. We fear God, who is able to cast into hell forever and ever and ever. And how is it possible for us to fear Him? Beloved, it's only possible because the Holy Spirit works it in us. That's the amazing thing about God. But you know what the fear of the Lord also does? It is actually, it doesn't do anything, it actually is a treasure for believers. The fear of the Lord is not something that we say, I don't want it. No, the fear of the Lord is like a treasure to us. Isaiah 33 verse 6 says, "Wisdom and knowledge will be the stability of your times, and the strength of salvation. The fear of the Lord is his treasure. You see, not only is it God's treasure, but it will also be our treasure. Because what is a treasure to God will also become a treasure for us. It will become a treasure for us. Why? Because God reveals the fear of the Lord in us through the Holy Spirit. We have a reverence and awe for God, and that becomes a treasure for us. That is special for us. Oh, beloved. But not only is the fear of the Lord the cause that we hate sin, and that it works wisdom in us, and that it's like a treasure for us as believers. The fear of the Lord is like a fountain of life to a believer. It's literally like a fountain of life. In Proverbs 14, verse 27, we read, "The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life, to turn one away from the snares of death." So what does the fear of the Lord do? It turns us away from the snares of death. It turns us away from the ways of the world. It turns us away from sin. It turns us away from everything that is contrary to what God wants. The fear of the Lord actually gives us direction towards eternal life, towards God, towards worshiping Him, following Him, serving Him, doing what He wants. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life for us as believers. You see, the Lord is the source of this fountain. You see, in a wise man, by the way, we are not only wise because we think we are wise. We are wise if the Holy Spirit makes us wise. Né? If we have the spirit of wisdom in us. Now, a wise man, because of the fear of the Lord that is like a fountain in his life, what it will do, or her life, it will produce wise words. A man or woman of knowledge, in that person, it will bring forth knowledge of the Lord. And in a man or a woman who fears the Lord, it will bring forth awe and respect and adoration and reverence. It's like a fountain that springs up in us. The fear of the Lord is more than just, oh, I'm afraid of the Lord. Obviously, it's that as well, because God is so much greater than us. He's so much wiser than us. He's so much huger than us. He's almighty. He's supreme in authority. He's got all power and might. Everything belongs to Him. So there's no way that we cannot fear God in the sense of respecting Him for His greatness and who He is, and stand in awe of His awesome greatness. But the fear of the Lord is something the Holy Spirit works in us, that we stand in awe as we look at God, and we think to ourselves, what a God! What a God we have the privilege of serving! What a Savior! Wow! What a Spirit! Absolutely amazing. And we stand in amazement. We stand in awe as we gaze upon Him. And it's because the Holy Spirit works the fear of the Lord in us. He actually plants it in us. And it becomes a fountain in us as believers. You know, beloved, it is the Holy Spirit who enables us to gain knowledge. Now, I've spoken about this before. Let me just remind you again. It is the Holy Spirit who inspired the writers of the Scriptures to write the Bible, to write everything down that is taken up into the canon of Scripture. And we know it's got one message that runs right through Scripture from Genesis to Revelation. It is about the redemption of mankind, how God saves people. Right, so that's the story of the Bible. It's one line that runs right through Scripture. And it's the Holy Spirit that enables us to read the Scriptures and then gain knowledge from the Scripture. It is the Holy Spirit that enables us. That's why He is called the Spirit of Knowledge. He allows us, enables us to gain knowledge. And that knowledge that we gain from Scripture basically allows us to have the right perspective on life. because it gives us knowledge about God and about faith and salvation and sin and regeneration and sanctification and glorification. It gives us knowledge about who Christ is, who the Holy Spirit is, how to live a godly life in this world, how to be filled with the Spirit. Everything we need to live a godly life is in the Scripture. The knowledge is there, and the Holy Spirit allows us and enables us to gain that knowledge. And as we take that knowledge and apply it in our lives, it becomes wisdom. It becomes life-changing wisdom in our lives. Oh, beloved, it's amazing. It's amazing how the qualifications of the Holy Spirit, as described in Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1 and 2, includes the spirit of knowledge, the spirit of wisdom, and the spirit of the fear of the Lord. It's as if they just all go hand in hand, isn't it? The one goes with the other. Wisdom and knowledge and the fear of the Lord, they all go together. It's like a hand and a glove. You can't separate the two or the three. It goes together. But it goes with all the others as well. All the other qualifications that we see in Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1 and 2. You see, it's the Holy Spirit that enables us to fear the Lord. Before we were saved, we didn't fear the Lord. We did not respect the Lord. We did not stand in awe of His greatness. We did not have any reverence for the Lord. But when the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the fear of the Lord, got hold of us, something changed on the inside. You see, after regeneration by God's Spirit, there is true fear and reverence and respect and awe for God. Now, beloved, when we look at God, when we speak about God, especially when we have the fear of the Lord, I just have a completely different view of who He is. And it's because of the Holy Spirit. But just quickly listen to the Apostle Peter in his second letter, 2 Peter chapter 3. I'm going to read verse 17 and verse 18. He says, "You therefore, beloved, since you know this beforehand," and speaking here about the fact that there are people who twist the Scripture to their own destruction. "Because you know this beforehand," he says, "beware lest you also fall from your own steadfastness, being led away with the error of the wicked." Verse 18, "But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." Oh, beloved, God the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of knowledge. He gave us the entire Bible so that we can gain knowledge of God's amazing grace in Christ Jesus. That we can gain knowledge of who Jesus is and what He came to do for us. Absolutely amazing. You see, the way that Peter tells us to prevent ourselves from falling is to grow. To grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You see, you fall when you follow the people who twist the Scripture. But you will not fall when you grow and gain knowledge of God, of His amazing grace and of who Jesus Christ is. You will never fall. Beloved, as you and I study Scripture, the Spirit of knowledge enables us to gain knowledge from the Bible, which will enable us to stand, not fall in our walk with the Lord. And the more I know about the Lord Jesus Christ and God's amazing grace, the more my reverence for God will increase. The more I will stand in awe of who He is and what He has done for me as a sinner. The more I will fear Him, because I know who He is, I understand His grace more and more. I understand what He is capable of. Oh, beloved, so as I conclude, pardon me, as I conclude this series on Ascension to Pentecost, I really do hope and pray that you've been reminded of some things that you already know, and maybe you've learned a new thing or two. Whatever the case might be, beloved, I believe that we can praise God for the qualifications of the Spirit, the qualifications of the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. We have these qualifications, and the reason is because He dwells in us. Amazing. And on Sunday, when we commemorate the day of Pentecost, when the Spirit was poured out on us, on believers, in that upper room, but also on us, oh beloved, we can stand in awe of this amazing God who gave us His Spirit to come to, came to indwell us. Now, His qualifications are part and parcel of who we are. It increases, obviously. We don't live in all of them all the time, because we sometimes quench the Holy Spirit. We sometimes make the Spirit unhappy because we walk in the flesh rather than walking in the Spirit. But still, the Spirit of God dwells within us, and He is the one who enables us. Oh, beloved, may that be true in our lives. In Jesus' name. Let's pray. Father, oh, so amazing that we can embrace the qualifications we read about in Isaiah as he prophesied about the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of wisdom, Spirit of understanding, Spirit of counsel and of might, the Spirit of knowledge and the Spirit of the fear of the Lord. Oh, Father, wow. Thank you that your Spirit dwells within us, that these qualifications are part of our lives, not because of who we are, but because of the fact that He dwells within us. May we all reflect all those qualifications in our lives, Father, please. In Jesus' name. Amen. Beloved, thank you very much for listening to the series. I hope it's been a blessing to you. And I pray that the Lord will bless you and keep you, that His face will shine upon you, and that He will give you His peace, and that you and I may walk in the Lord, walk as children of the Lord, and walk in the Spirit every single day. God willing, until next time, bye-bye.